Yes, so today the title of my message is A Mother's Love Mirrors God's Love. So today, as we know, we are honoring moms. We are honoring the beauty and the depth of a mother's love. And not just because we're human beings or we have a human experiences when we become moms, but we're also looking at the mother's love we need to compare it as it's like a glimpse into the heart of God himself and Amen. His wisdom. Because God has given us so much. When we think about our mother's love, we got to think about the heart of the Father. Mm-hmm. The heart of the Father is love. It's unconditional. Amen. Amen. And so today we're going to reflect on a mother's love as a living reflection of God's nurturing, protection, and unconditional love that he has towards us. Just like moms, they are in their love. They nurture us. They have protected us, and we have experienced their unconditional love.
Amen.
Amen. So I want to talk to you about a mother's unconditional love, a mother's love that is sacrificial. Amen. A mother's love that comforts and nurtures. And a mother's love that is patient and forgiving, just as God is. Just as his love is for us. It is patient. It is forgiving. It is comforting. His love nurtures us. Hallelujah. His love is sacrificial. And his love is unconditional.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. A mother's Amen. Love is not... A mother loves a child not because the child earns it, right? Or the child doesn't have to do anything for it, but a mother loves just because that child is hers. Just because God gifted her with that child. Just because a mother loves her child. Just because. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So as a child, we know even when we become, when we begin to get older, we don't need to prove ourselves to our moms. We don't need to perform for them. We don't need to earn their love. Their love is unconditional.
That's right.
They love because we are hers. They love because they carried us for 9 months. Some of us for maybe 6 months or 5 months. Regardless, a mother loves just because there's a child that God gifted her with. Amen. And that love can compare to God's love is a beautiful type of love. It is unique. It is special. We can all say, all who are moms on this platform, we can say that when we first took a glance at our child when they were first born, the love of God just saturated you. There was a reflection of God's love that light that we say that shines upon us from God. That reflection of God's love just shone upon your newborn child. Mm-hmm. Then when they put him or her in your arms.
Amen. Amen.
And so God's love, church, is not based on perfection, on our perfection, but it's based on our identity.
Amen.
Because we are his children.
Yes.
We are his adopted children.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. And so a mother's love, oh my God, when you hold that child, there's an identity that is placed on that child. This child is mine. This child is my beloved child of mine. And God calls us his beloved. Amen. Look at Romans. Let's turn to Romans 5:8. the book of Romans. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For your love. It's so Amen. Beautiful, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for your everlasting love. So Hallelujah. Romans 8, 5:8. I'm sorry, 5:8. Thank you, Jesus.
Romans 5:8.
But it says here, but God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
Amen.
Amen. So here we have, while we were yet sinners, God's love was there for us.
Amen.
My God, when you think about that. While we were yet still sinners, God's love was demonstrated through his son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, who died in our place. God's love isn't conditional on our goodness. God's love, he gave his only begotten son because he loved us and he wanted us to be reconciled back to him. And he needed a way, hallelujah, make a way to cut that barrier of sin out of our lives. So he sent his only begotten son, and his son Jesus crucified himself by the cross for us and paid our full debt. While we were yet sinners, God demonstrated his love towards us when he sent his only begotten son to the cross.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And his love was not conditional.
His love
is unconditional.
That's right.
And he did it simply because he is love.
Amen.
No other reason. Yes. God is love.
Hallelujah.
It didn't matter what, if you failed him yesterday, today, tomorrow, it doesn't matter. God will never, ever, ever stop loving you or me.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Because his love is not conditional. It's not based on circumstances. It's not based on what you do, on what you don't do. God loves because he is God, because God is love. And because he is love.
Hallelujah.
Amen. There's nothing you can do. There's no disappointment, no displeasure that you can do that will ever separate you from the love of God. Nothing.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Nothing. And this is where our identity comes in. Our identity in Christ is so crucial. You have to know without a doubt that you are God's beloved, that he loves you unconditionally. It doesn't matter what you do or don't do. God will continue to love you until eternity. It doesn't stop. His love is infinite. And so many of us believe that if we fail God, that's it. He stopped loving us. But that's not the God we serve. Again. Hallelujah. Your identity in Christ is you are God's beloved son or daughter. He loves you no matter what.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Just as a mother continues to love even when disappointed by her kids, so God never gives up on us. Neither does a mom. Because we've all been there. We've been children and we have become moms. Amen. And we have seen our children even in at a young age and in their adult age disappoint us.
That's right.
But does that stop you from loving your child?
Absolutely not.
Never. Never. Because they are love.
Mm-hmm.
A child is love.
Yes.
It is a love. It is a fruit of your womb. It is love. I put a heart on my child. Amen. You place a heart on your child. It doesn't matter how much they disappoint you, how many failures they go through. Doesn't matter. You will continue to love that child unconditional. Mm-hmm. Conditionally, because you love the way God loves. We love because God first loved us. And that's the mark of our love. Because God first loved us, we can love forward. And there's nothing a child of ours or a grandchild of ours or a great-grandchild of ours can ever do to stop us or separate us from the love that we have for them.
That's right.
Nothing.
Amen.
Nothing.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You know, a child may rebel. Right? I've been rebellious many times as a child, amen, and even as an adult sometimes. But a mother's heart waits at the door, just like the father in the parable of the prodigal son. He waited. He looked out the window, and he waited day by day for his son to return back to his arms.
Amen.
And the same thing with God. God loves God's love waits with open arms. Amen. And I remember when my kids used to either run away or just leave the house angry, I would wait by the door or by the window, and I would be praying, Lord, bring them back home. Bring them back home. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how God is. We mothers, we wait with open arms just like God has. Amen. So God's love, church, is unconditional, and a mother's love is unconditional.
Amen. Amen.
Just as God is. Amen.
That's right.
Another
That's right.
one, a mother's love is sacrificial. So is God's. And this is the reality. Mothers, amen, often give the last piece of bread to their child, right? I mean, mothers allow their children to finish their plate of food. Amen. Hallelujah. Mothers are the strength of their child. We're the ones that are constantly edifying. Amen. And giving kudos to our children. Amen. And where they're down, we lift them up. Amen. And mothers have sacrificed so much for their children to grow up in the ways of the Lord. Mothers sacrificed so much for their children to have a good life. Mothers have sacrificed so much for the children to be well. Amen. Mothers sacrificed so much so the children go to school and have a healthy day in school. Mothers sacrificed so much to see their child grow up and graduate. Mothers sacrifice so much financially to see their children graduate from universities. Mothers sacrifice so much when their children get married. Amen. Mothers sacrifice so much for their child. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
We give it all to our children. Even when they're adults, we still give and we give and we give. Doesn't matter how old they are, we continue to give. But the most important things, we give all that we have. We give love. We give attention.
Amen.
We support them. Amen. We become their counselor. Amen. Because we know that not everything they do is right before the eyes of the Lord. Not everything they do is right before even our eyes. Not everything they do is correct. But yet we still pour into them the word of God. We edify them. We encourage them. We pray for them. It's our love is sacrificial. It will never stop because we have the love of the Father in us. It is sacrificial.
Unconditional. Amen.
Very unconditional. And as we know, God gave his very son for our salvation. He gave all So I want you to turn to John 3:16. Hallelujah. Because we see so clearly here the sacrifice that God the Father made on our behalf. Amen.
Right.
John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Amen.
That's right. Amen.
God's love made manifest in an infinitely glorious manner.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. God's love was made manifest through his beloved Son, who sacrificially died for us so that today we can walk in total freedom. Amen. We're no longer called sinners. We are called saints. We've been forgiven. We've been reconciled back to God the Father. We've been restored. We've been delivered because now we have Jesus, the Son of Christ, living and residing in us.
Mm-hmm.
And when we read the Gospel of John, and the reason why the Gospel of John is given to us believers and even to unbelievers to read, because it demonstrates the unique relationship that the Lord Jesus has with the Father.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So you read the Gospel of John, you want to know what a father-son relationship looks like, or even a mother-daughter, mother-son relationship, look at the relationship of the Father with the Son, of Christ with the Father. And in this sacrifice that we see here that the Lord Jesus did, he sacrificed all. He paid all. And he gave all. And sin was like a barrier that blocked our access to God. And God the Father knew that. And without the removal of that barrier, there could be no true fellowship with the Father. There could be no intimacy with God the Father. So God sent his only begotten Son. He put a plan of redemption in place so that today our relationship with God the Father is fully restored. We can have true fellowship with God today because of what Jesus did at the cross. You see, Jesus took the sin of the whole world upon himself. And today we are reconciled to God because of his sacrifice. We can have an intimate and beautiful relationship with God the Father. Amen.
Amen.
Intimacy. Amen. And this is what God the Father desires. He desires intimacy with us. And if we just become saved and we're saying, "Oh, okay, I'm saved. I received the Lord as my Savior." But if you're not in relationship with the Father, if you're not in communion with the Father, if you have disconnected yourself with the Father, then you are missing out on the true point of salvation right here on earth right now.
So true.
The Lord sacrificed so much for us, but Amen. He yearns for us to have a relationship with him. I don't know about you, but when my daughter doesn't call me for more than a week, I'm missing something. I'm missing out.
Yeah.
And I got to remind her, "Hello, your mom's here." Okay. All right. I got, you know, some of us don't have our children with us in the same state. Amen. But, you know, there's something missing. There's an intimacy, a relationship that's missing right now. And I want to remain connected just like I am connected with Father God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And when you disconnect yourself from the Father, amen, you're missing so much. You're missing so much. Amen.
Amen.
I want God to embrace me. I want God to love me. Amen. I want to feel his love every day. And I know, you know, feelings has nothing to do with serving God. Amen. But when you know that you know, nothing can separate you from the love of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Because true love sacrifices for the good of another.
Amen.
And what That's the right. Lord Jesus did, he sacrificed for another, for the world. He didn't do it for himself. Look at John, right? John 15, 13. The Gospel of John, we're there.
15,
13. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. 15, 13.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. Amen. Well, the Lord Jesus laid down his life for us. That's true love right there. Amen. And I know I'm not speaking to myself, but we would lay down our life for our children if we had to.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I said, Lord, take me, right? Here's my child. Like Hannah did. Remember Hannah in the Old Testament? She was barren.
Mm-hmm.
She was yearning for a child. And she was being made fun of from another, I forget her name. Starts with a P. Yeah. But the Lord, she cried out to the Lord. And the Lord answered her prayer. Because the Lord answered her prayer. And said she dedicated her son Samuel back to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That was sacrificial. But that was also love. That was a true love of a mother. God answered and she delivered on her vow.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So true love sacrifices for the good of someone else.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Just like Christ did. Mm-hmm. He poured out his heart for the world. That's what God did.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Yes.
Another one. A mother's love comforts and nurtures. So does God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, when mm-hmm. a child is hurt or afraid, it's their mother's arms, right, that they run to. Right?
Amen.
Think about your children when they were hurt, when maybe they started riding the bicycle, maybe when they were running and they fell and they scraped their knees. Who do they run to? They run to their mothers.
That's
Amen.
True.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I remember falling and running to mom. Mom, I'm hurt or bleeding or whatever. And right away she would rush me to the hospital. You know, because when I fell and I needed stitches. I was just very, I don't know. I was all over the place. I was a wild child, okay? And I needed stitches on my finger, my head. I mean, my knee. It was crazy when I think about my times. Amen. But I ran to mom.
Because
she was my comforter. She was my nurturer. Amen.
Yes.
And I want you to turn to Isaiah 66:13. We're gonna look at we're gonna see a picture of God's comforting heart towards Israel. So Isaiah 66:13. Thank you, Lord. It says, as one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you, and you shall be comforted in Jerusalem. So in this verse, right, it shows us God as a mom, as a mother comforts, so I will comfort you.
Uh-huh.
And when we look at the nation of Israel, what the Lord has done with the nation of Israel, it is amazing. It's really a miracle. Because there has never been a nation that was totally destroyed for thousands of, of thousands of years and then reborn as Israel as it was in 1948. Follow what I'm saying? I mean, this nation of Israel, the people, armies, other nations came against Israel over and over and over and over again. Temples were destroyed over and over. People were destroyed over and over. And yet God reborn this nation in 1948. And today it is one, it is, if not the, it is the strongest nation, the nation of Israel, the strongest army that they have. This is Israel. And if God can do this to a nation, how much more will he do it to his children? God is our comforter. God's spirit is called the comforter. He reminds us that he draws near when we are weak. He reminds us that he turns ashes for beauty. He reminds us that sorrow may last through the night, but the joy of the Lord comes in the morning. He reminds us that he is there for us. He will never leave us nor forsake us because he is our comforter and he loves us. And he's continuously nurturing his sons and daughters. And he does it through his word and he does it through an intimate relationship that his children have with him. Amen. So God is our great comfort. We can run to God with anything and everything. And again, his arms are wide open. He is ready to give you comfort. He is ready to fill the void, even in seasons of loss. Amen. Hallelujah. And some of us, hallelujah, we have a child that is with present with the Lord today. Some of us have had miscarriages. Some of us, hallelujah, without knowing the word, have had abortions. Amen. But even through all that, God comforts us. Amen. Yeah. And he fills your heart. The heart that has been severed. A heart that has been wounded, a heart that has been full of grief, God comes in, he brings comfort and to your heart, and he mends your brokenness, and he fills your broken heart with his love, because God is love, and we can run to him for all and anything, and God will fill you, because he's love.
Amen.
And even in seasons of confusion or fear, we can definitely lean on God, on God's nurturing love at any time. Knowing, we need to know that he is never far. He is right here with us. God will never leave you nor forsake you. God is always there, always comforting. Always, always loving, always lifting you up, always edifying you, always consoling you, always, because God is present.
Uh-huh.
He's not far. He is present in your presence.
Amen.
Uh-huh. So yes, so a mother's love comforts and nurtures, and so does God's. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. A mother's love is patient and forgiving. So is God's. Motherhood teaches patience, doesn't it? Motherhood teaches patience. Even when our children are adults, boy, do we still need patience.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we as moms, because we have the love of God, we as moms, we have trained our hearts to forgive daily, to forgive quickly, especially our children. Amen. Because no matter what wrong they do, we forgive them daily. Doesn't matter. Because just like they're not perfect, neither are we.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But let's talk about a 1 Corinthians, right? The book of love, chapter 13. Let's go there. Let's read some scriptures there. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 13, 4. And let's read through 7. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord's love never fails. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Corinthians 13, 4 says, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It's not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Thinks no evil. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Amen?
Amen.
This is what love is.
Amen.
So this scripture says that love keeps no records of wrongs. Hallelujah. Do you think God keeps records of your wrongdoings? Listen, once your sin has been forgiven, it's forgiven. God already paid the full price. The Lord Jesus paid the full price of all our debt at the cross, all of them. He's not going to remind you of what you did in the past. He would never do that. He keeps no record of wrongs.
Forgiven.
And this is what mothers practice. We don't keep records of the wrongdoings of our child. No, we forgive and we forgive and we move on. We lift them up and say, just get up and keep moving forward. Just turn around, change your ways and keep going. You can do this. You got this. Yeah. And we encourage our children, our grandchildren, to do better next time. But we don't break them down. We don't break them apart. Amen. Because how many know that our words can either kill and destroy and place a curse on our children? There is life, hallelujah, and death in our tongue. And what you say to a child will remain with that child for many years. So we got to watch our words. Mm-hmm. This is why Paul gave in words the most detailed description of God's kind of love, which is recorded right here in scripture. He said that God's kind of love is long-suffering.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he also tells us what it's not. It's not envious. It's not self-promoting. It's not prideful. And how it does not act. Well, it doesn't act selfish. It's not easily provoked. It thinks no evil. It doesn't rejoice in iniquity. You're not going to rejoice when somebody sins, right? You're not going to rejoice when your child sins, no. But you're going to lift them up and edify them and say, you know, it's best for you. Turn away from that and do better next time. And I love you anyway. Love doesn't stop. Mm-hmm. And how does it act? It rejoices in the truth. We got to use the word of God is full of truth. Use the word of God. Begin to encourage. Begin to edify. Begin to support. Amen. That's what we do as moms. That's what we do. We encourage our children to do better.
Amen. Amen.
And it bears all things. Love bears all things. Believes all things. We got to believe in our children. You can do this. You can accomplish anything you put your hands to do. Because the word of God says that I will bless the work of your hands.
That's
love
right.
Hopes all things. Endures all things. And he summed it up. in verse 8. And he says, in verse 8, love never fails.
Hallelujah.
Love never fails. And that's the kind of love that we have with God. God's love, God's kind of love never fails. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Amen. God's patience and grace carries us through our immaturity and even failures. And a mother's love should also carry that. We should also carry that grace and that love when our children fail in areas of their life. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Okay. So we learn our best role model is God. Mm-hmm. God's love. Amen. And we are fully equipped to walk in the same way that the Lord God walks. He walks in love every day. Hallelujah. Let's go to Psalm 103:13. That's my last verse. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God is gracious. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 103:13 says, as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. Another translation, as a father or parent has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. And compassion refers to a profound sense of sympathy and concern for others, prompting individuals to act in ways that alleviate their suffering. And this word compassion is often associated with God's love and care for humanity. And it's Amen. Also seen as a characteristic that God expects believers, us, to emulate unto others.
Amen.
Compassion is not just an emotion, church, but it's a call to action, motivating individuals to offer help, comfort, and support to those in need. Amen.
Amen.
And we Amen. Know that our children, you know, some of our children are in constant need of help, comfort and support because they haven't arrived. Amen. Or maybe they're not serving the Lord. But the love of a mother will lift them up. The grace that we extend to our children will lift them up and will keep them encouraged and will keep them edified in their walk. And we will continue to pray for them. Never stop praying for your children. So matter of fact, you pray and you begin to thank God for them and you release your children to the Lord because Hallelujah. The only one that can change your child is God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And Amen. The other thing, and they need to want to be changed. So it is God who's going to begin to mold and shape and transform that heart. It's his job, mm-hmm. not ours. Our job mm-hmm. is just to love on them, just like Father God loves us. Love on them, lift them up, edify them, have open arms, and just receive them every day. And the reality is when we experience the love of a godly mother like we all have, we catch Amen. A glimpse of the divine love of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And remember that her love, your mother's love, is not the source. Our love is not the source. God is the source.
Hallelujah.
God is love. He is the source.
Yes, he is.
But we are his reflection. Just like the moon reflects the sun, God's love is the original, and our love reflects the love of God on our children.
Amen.
Our Amen. Love as moms points us to God himself each and every day. Because God is good. Because we love because he first loved us.
Amen. Amen.
So let us today, moms, let us today thank God for the gift of being a mom, for the gift of being a grandma, for the gift of being a great grandma. Amen.
Amen.
And for those who feel the absence of a mom, allow God's love to fill your heart, to fill your void today. Amen.
Amen.
So today God honors you moms with his love, with encouragement, and he will fill every area that you have a need of. If there's a void, God fills it today. If you need restoration, God fills it today. If you need mending, God is there. Amen. And every day, God, his love is being reflected upon you. Not just as individuals, but as mothers. Mothers. So, Father God, we just thank you. Let us pray. Father God, we just thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you for the love that you have bestowed upon the mothers in this platform, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father God, I just thank you, Lord God, that where comfort is needed, Lord God, that you're the one that will supply it. Father, where encouragement is needed, Lord God, that you will supply it, Lord God. And Father, we just rejoice today because we are here because you gifted our mothers, Father God, with the gift of life with us, Lord. So, Father, we just thank you for the gift of life today. We thank you, Lord God, for just allowing our womb to be fruitful, Lord God, in your timing, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that we have children that we can call our own. We have grandchildren that we can call our own. And we even have great-grandchildren that we can call our own. And we thank you for this, Lord, because your love is great. Your love is everlasting. Your love will never, never fail. And it's always there, Lord God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Father God, I declare and decree that your light will continue to shine upon these moms today, Lord God. Father God, I pray that you will increase them in wisdom, increase them, Lord God, in strength, increase them, Lord God, in joy, increase them in peace, Lord God, your peace that surpasses all understanding. Father God, and that you will continue to shine your beautiful light upon each and every one of them. And I call them blessed, Lord. I call each and every mom on this platform, you are blessed of the Lord. So, amen. Father God, we just give you all the glory, all the honor for loving us so much, Lord God, the way you have unconditionally, Lord God, sacrificially, Lord God. Thank you for nurturing us and comforting us when there was a need, Lord God. And Father, we thank you that we can run to you at any given time and you're right there with open arms. We love you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We give you all the glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. And amen.
Recording stopped.